How to attain peace. In order to have peace, we must have love. Everyone is saying pray for Ukraine. Should be pray for the people of Ukraine. But why stop there? What about the people of Russia? They deserve to be prayed for as well. The citizens are not responsible for what their government does. They're caught just like the people of Ukraine. They're going to be hurt just the same as Ukrainians. But we can't even stop there. What about the government? Jesus says everyone, both good and evil. Then there are our soldiers. We should pray for them. Our people, our government. And it should not stop there. The key to peace is everyone, not just a few. Be good to your enemies. And in doing so, you pour hot coals over their heads. He has the whole world in his hands. If we're to be Christ-like, we should also spread love and peace, not war. Cynthia Clark, Father's words given to me. And they are so true. The only way that you can achieve peace is love. Love one another as I have loved you, he says. That is the greatest commandment. That's a new covenant. That's the way you love your brothers and sisters, but not just your brothers and sisters. You got to love everybody. Even your enemies, because you don't know what they're going through either. It's up to him to decide who's good and who's bad. All you got to do is love. Just show love. And I love y'all, and have a great day. See ya. Peace.